This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, right here on Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, LIVE.com. And Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Today is a special broadcast, and I'm broadcasting with a dear friend, Sharon, in Montana. And we're going to be talking about the prepared pantry and what you need to do right now, in my opinion, because the supply chain is broken. It's difficult to get some supplies that you need for your survival. And the urgency of today's broadcast is evident to me because I saw a press conference on the internet yesterday. And we're hoping to have Jason. I sent Jason a link, but he's having trouble opening this particular link to play it for you. It's 2 minutes long. 1 minute with a man by the name of Mike Freeman, F-R-E-E-M-A-N. He's the county attorney for Hennepin County in Minnesota, the county where the cop Derek Chauvin murdered George Floyd. And so he's a prosecutor. In addition to him being on this audio, there is a woman by the name of Erica McDonald, and she's the U.S. attorney for the District of Minnesota. So they each spent about 1 minute, and we'd like to play it for you, and we're going to try to, but I'm going to give you the upshot of this. The two prosecutors have not determined if there is evidence supporting a criminal charge in the case of the murder of George Floyd. The government attorneys who would prosecute this case against the police officer who murdered George Floyd, don't know if there a crime has been committed. I kid you not. I'm going to read some headlines in lieu of the report for right now, and that is, quote, and this is dailymail.co.uk, quote, prosecutors warn there is evidence that does not support criminal charge in the case of four cops accused of killing George Floyd. Mike Freeman, county attorney for Hennepin County, condemned the actions of white cop Derek Chauvin as horrific and terrible. But he added that there was other evidence that does not support a criminal charge. Prosecutors must decide if the cop used force deemed excessive when he knelt on George Floyd's neck for 8 minutes until he passed out and later died. I'm going to reread that sentence. This is all a quote. Prosecutors must decide if the cop used force deemed excessive when he knelt on George Floyd's neck for 8 minutes until he passed out and later died. That is what is being said by the attorneys who would be prosecuting this case. They don't know if a crime has been committed. They don't know if a crime has been committed because the police, in their policy manual, says that they can do these kinds of things. They can do these kinds of things to people. Now, we would consider that if we knelt on somebody's neck for 8 minutes and the person passed out and died, that would be murder. That's cut and dried. But because it's in the policy manual, and because the police have been trained to do this, they're saying that they don't know if a crime has been committed because they've been trained to do this. Now, protesters, on the other hand, could say, well, it's in our policy manual that if you guys murder us, that we can do, oh, we can crash and slash and bash and burn. Now, think about that. The government says we can do these things to the people. And the prosecutors don't know if a crime has been committed. Now, the reason I'm telling you this, and the reason that this is so important, is because when protesters who are peaceful realize that the prosecution is not happening because a crime may not have been committed in the eyes of the government, I believe that that could add gasoline to the fires that are already burning. Fires have already erupted in other locations throughout the protests have erupted in other locations throughout the country already. We predicted that they would. Denver, Columbus, Ohio, Phoenix, Arizona, Los Angeles, Louisville, New York City, and St. Paul, Minnesota, that we know of at this moment. So what does that mean to you? That means to you that you absolutely, positively should consider preparing your pantry for your survival. That's what this means. Just like the coronavirus, we said that it's real and a panic will ensue and the supply chain will break. And that's exactly what happened. And I'm predicting, these are my words, no one else's, these are my words, that I believe that this violence is going to spread across the country and it's going to make it even more difficult for stores to operate. Businesses are going to close even more. The supply chain will break even more. These are my opinions. And that means that you should get what you need right now, in my opinion. Now, don't waste money. Don't go buying things that you don't need. But in terms of things that you absolutely positively have to have for your survival, I think you should consider meeting with your family and deciding if that's a good use of your money or not. Don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything anyone else says. Don't believe anything you read. And you may not even be able to believe anything that you hear. And you might be able to believe only 50% of what you see. Make up your own mind. Do not do this just because I said this. Sharon, welcome.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. Sharon, we're going to be talking for the rest of the 2 hours about preparedness and preparedness pantry. And we've got Arjun in New Jersey on hold. And I'm going to put him on the air for just a second to see if he's going to be talking about what we're going to be talking about and
okay.
The preparedness and the pantry. Let's see. How do I do this? I think I do that and this. Arjun in New Jersey, welcome.
Hey, Vincent. How are you doing?
Oh, well. Do you want to talk about preparedness? Because that's our topic for today.
Oh, well, I needed your advice. Like living in a big town or a small town. So if it relates to this, I wanted to talk about this, but I needed your advice on this thing.
Whether you should live in a large town or a small town?
Yes. Actually, the advice that I need is that, I have an option to move to, a small town. I live in New Jersey right now. I have an option to move to a small state, like a poor state with a small town. But
When you say a small town, what are we talking about?
We are talking about Ohio, a small town in Ohio.
Well, not necessarily where, but how big of a small town? Like 5,000 people?
Not more than that. Nothing happens there.
5,000 people is a big town to me. The town that I live outside of is 100 people.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it will be 5,000 people. It will be...
The bottom line is really simple. Electromagnetic radiation is dangerous, and the farther you get away from it, the better, right? The farther that you get away from people, the better, in my opinion. Okay, so
the dilemma that I have is that, like, my salary will be cut, like, in 1/3 of my salary will be cut, but, like, currently in New Jersey, everything is, like, it's, like, a little bit unaffordable for me, because you see, like, even the cheapest land that you buy or the cheapest house that you buy, you have to pay taxes, like, at least $500, you know, like, in the worst neighborhood, if you buy, you will pay, like, $500 of taxes.
Arjun, can you speak up, please? By the way,
I can.
A little louder, like, please.
I was saying that, like, in New Jersey, the problem is that, like, if you buy, like, the cheapest land or, like, a cheap house in a worst neighborhood, you know, like, then also you are paying, like, $500 in taxes, you know, like, every month, and there will be insurance and everything on top of it. Now, if you go to, like, a small town, the thing is that, like, the taxes are very less. You know, like, in New Jersey has the highest taxes in the United States. So, but if I move to, like, a small town, my salary will be cut, like, by 1/3. Like, 1/3 of my salary will be gone. But, like, there, I think, like, what I'm thinking is that I can buy a land and then I can start learning how to farm, how to, you know, like, do the farming and grow my own, like, food there. You know, like, that is doable, like, in a small town, even with the cut in the salary. So I actually consider you as my my father used to give advices as I hear you in your program. So I wanted, like, your advice, like, your input. What should, if you are advising your son, so how will you advise, you know, like, me? Should I do this? Should I not do this?
Okay. Let me say it this way. So I used to have a job. And I used to work in the city, and I used to be compensated nicely. Mm-hmm. And everything was great. And taxes were high. Cost of living was high. My parents built a home on the East Coast and in 1960, and it was $33,000. It was on 1 acre of land, $33,000. And the taxes, I think, were about $88 a year. I looked up that home. They sold it many, many decades ago. And that home is close to $1 million now. And the taxes, I think, are $10,000 or $20,000 a year. It went from $88 to $10,000 or $20,000 a year. So I escaped from that kind of an environment that you're talking about, that you're in. And was I a farmer? No. Was anybody in my family a farmer? No. Did I have anybody to lead the way? No. So my wife and I looked around the country. We kind of liked Missouri, and we moved here. Land was relatively inexpensive. The taxes here on our farm was $180-something dollars a year, and we have ponds and a stream and land and woods, and we're not quite self-sufficient because we don't make machinery. We don't make telephones and computers, but yet we can heat our house and we can live almost, you know, quite self-sufficiently. So if you're thinking, and by the way, did my family move, you know, my relatives? No, they wouldn't do that. They stayed back on the East Coast where they're living in eternal bliss, paying outrageous taxes. They think it's normal. They don't understand, and they won't move because the rest of the family is there. So we left our relatives, moved here, and it was absolutely, positively the right thing to do. And as far as our boys are concerned, both of our boys live on this farm, and I hope they'll inherit it. And it was a rough farm, and now it's a nice farm. We'll be right back.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about the prepared pantry with Sharon in Montana. And Sharon is back with us. It was my fault. I hit the wrong button twice. And Arjun is with us in New Jersey. And Arjun was asking the question, Sharon, about moving out. He lives in New Jersey. Taxes are $500 a month. He has seen the light, and he's wondering if he can do the move, get a smaller property in a small town, maybe begin to do some farming and those kinds of things. What are your thoughts, Sharon? I told him that we did that. I am a first-generation farmer, and we saw the light, and we moved out. And he will be leaving some of his family behind, you know, relatives. What are your thoughts, Sharon?
I always think it's better to be in a place where you can be a little more self-sufficient. And I know people harp all the time, but I have to agree it's a good idea to start growing things. But I actually think, too, that you ought to start getting things now, because growing will take all summer, pretty much, you know, minus lettuces and stuff. And but, yeah, if you can get to a place where you can be a little more self-sufficient, a lot of acreage is great, but you can do a lot even on a couple acres. There's books about it, and or even acre. If you do intensive planting, like in raised beds and companion planting, and if you're in a place where you can follow one crop after other. Up here, you get one crop. We have a short growing period. But anything you can do to set yourself up to be more self-sufficient is a really wise thing. I do think we're heading into some really difficult times. I don't see how you can't. It's kind of a, for me, it's almost a mental disconnect. My mind says, yes, there's no way I can see that we're not going to have massive inflation. And there's no way that I can personally see, if you just follow any other history in anybody else's country or just the way it's going, that we're not going to have limits on our food, possibly rationing. I mean, just all kinds of stuff. And so I think, yeah, that's true. My mind goes, yes, yes, yes. My your emotional thing goes, this doesn't seem possible. It's kind of surreal. But we have just come through, and actually we're still in it, this coronavirus. Okay. Who would have thought they could have you locked down basically for over a month or a month and a half? And some places still are. You would have never thought that possible, but it is. And even like you start at the top of the hour, they're showing that they can abuse their power. Okay. And there's various things we can try to do, but the one thing we for sure can do is try to make sure we have what we need on hand and not be as dependent on the possible shortages or limits. So, yeah, I would say get out of town as fast as you can, personally.
Arjun,
and then try to get yourself set up.
Mm-hmm. Arjun, how does that set with you?
Yes, I think like it makes a lot of sense. And, currently, it's very normal here in New Jersey and New York area. Like your commute, like one way is like 2 hours. So it's not only for me, it's very common, and it's for almost everyone here who are living in this area. So 4 hours you are just commuting door to door, you know, like, that also takes a lot out of you from your life. It takes a lot out of you. It's not only 4 hours of commute. It's just that like you have to get up in the morning and you're like, do your normal chores and, so like just go to work and then just come back. There is nothing else that you can actually do in your life. I mean, it's like in your normal work day. So I mean, like only time you get is just the weekend, and it's and I'm not the only one. You know, like it's like everyone, almost everyone here, they just had to go through these things.
Let me share a short story with you, and this may help you. My father was a teacher. And he was also a school principal in the public school. And one of his students, this was probably back in the 1950s, was smoking. And he said, you know, you can't smoke in school, but I'm going to let you smoke one cigarette in class. And here's what he did. He said, we'll take that cigarette and we'll get a paper towel, a white paper towel, and we'll put it over the butt end of the cigarette. And I'd like you to take one drag of the cigarette. And so the paper towel covered the end of the cigarette. The smoke went through the paper towel. And then he said, okay, let's look at this paper towel. And there was a spot of tar and nicotine, yellow, brown tar and nicotine on that paper towel. Then he said, here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to take another drag of that cigarette and inhale it and then blow it out through a small hole that you make with your lips on the paper towel in a different spot. And then they compared the spots, and he said, the difference between the first spot and the second spot that hardly showed any smoke residue at all, he said, that's in your lungs. Now, that is what's happening to you on these two-hour each-way commutes. Did you want to hold?
You know, it's really smart.
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A third night of protests in the streets of Minneapolis over the death of George Floyd while in police custody on Monday, turning especially violent as protesters light a police station on fire and also burn several other nearby buildings. George Chauvin is the name of the officer seen in a video with his knee on Floyd's neck, and Detroit Police Chief James Craig's among police leaders from across the nation calling for Chauvin to be charged.
There was clear evidence to suggest there was probable cause to arrest this officer for murder.
Hundreds of Minnesota National Guard troops have been deployed to try to restore order in the streets of Minneapolis, where a CNN crew was arrested on live TV this morning. Police say that they had arrested the crew because they were told to move from where they were standing, but failed to do so. And this is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he'll work with the Trump administration to assess the need for additional coronavirus legislation in about a month. He told reporters that a new coronavirus bill, in his words, ought to focus on jobs and schools. He says the bill will look nothing like what he called the $3 trillion grab bag that House Democrats passed last time. McConnell saying the next bill would fix the mistakes that were made in the CARES Act and will provide liability protections for schools as well as hospitals. Most of General Motors' 48,000 furloughed hourly workers are going back to work next week. The automaker is to begin increasing production at its pickup and SUV plants around North America beginning on Monday. The factories then to expand to 3 shifts next week. CVS Health is testing driverless vehicles for prescription delivery. CVS working with robotics company Neuro to test the prescription deliveries in the Houston, Texas market beginning next month. CVS officials saying there's been an increased demand for prescription delivery. And the Coachella Music and Arts Festival is still scheduled to happen later this year, but sources say the festival might not end up coming off at all. The festival has been postponed already to October. Sources from Bloomberg say organizers are asking artists about their 2021 schedules with an eye towards rescheduling the fest. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, we're broadcasting about the prepared pantry with Sharon, and we're going to tell you what we think you need to do. And Arjun in New Jersey, I want to thank you for your call. Is there any quick answer we can give you? Because Jason's going to play a clip for us.
Well, actually, you know, I will call back, and I have like one more question, but I will call back again. And
what is that question?
It's a little bit different, and I was wondering like how your father actually shaped you, you know, like for your life, you know, like.
Okay, how did I turn out to be the way I am? By the way, every night I say my prayers in silence, and I thank God for my mother, my father, my family, my aunts and uncles and grandparents for being an influence on me, all of them. And I'll tell you what, Joey called me in Michigan, and he's going to be on with me for 2 hours next Thursday. And we are going to talk about what we remember of growing up. And that's a great time for us to talk about that in detail. What made us the way we are? And so we're going to be doing that next Thursday for 2 hours with Joey in Michigan. So if you want to tune in, you'll hear that, okay?
Absolutely. Sounds good. Thank you very much, Vincent.
Arjun, thank you so much for being with us. Okay. Jason, can you play that? Are you ready to play that clip? I'd like to introduce it if you're ready. Are you ready? Okay. So, class, you're going to hear for 1 minute Mike Freeman. He's the county attorney for Hennepin County in Minnesota. And then the next minute, you're going to hear Erica McDonald, the U.S. attorney for the District of Minnesota. And this is in relation to what their thoughts are on criminal charges. Has a crime been committed in the murder of George Floyd by Derek Chauvin, a cop who kneeled on Mr. Floyd's neck for 8 minutes until he passed out and died right in front of the camera? So I played that audio right here this week on USA Prepares. It was gut-wrenching, and people were demanding that the cop, Derek Chauvin, stop, get off his neck and let him breathe. The man said he couldn't breathe. He was calling for his mama. And this is a big black man that was murdered right on video. And so here's what the legal people who would be prosecuting at the state and federal level have to say about this crime. They don't know if it's a crime. You're not going to believe what you hear. And this is why you need to prepare. Jason, please play that clip.
But I can say to you that we just can't rush this. I've been involved in a number of these investigations. The BCA has got their most veteran people, and they are good. Esme, as you know from covering these kind of cases for a long time, each of the facts are different, and each of them have to be addressed differently. I assure you that if the person who had committed the act, and I do not condone or respect the act done by the police officer to Mr. Floyd, that was excessive and that was wrong. The question in my business is it criminal? That's what I have to prove. And, you know, if there are cases that you can quickly and easily evaluate. Most of the cases, particularly cop use of force cases, are specifically more complex and have to be done right, and we're committed to doing it right.
You know, it's important for, I 100% agree with you. That is the question, right? It is the question that people in my office are asking. It's a question, we were all feeling the pain of watching that. But this is what needs to be understood is, and I know you all understand this, but to the extent I'm speaking to the community, police officers, by the nature of their job, have the authority to use a certain amount of force when they're executing their duties faithfully and honestly and in accordance with their policies. And so a police officer, a law enforcement officer, has within the latitude of their scope of duty the ability to use the right amount of force, but not excessive force, as defined by the law. And so that is what we're looking at with respect to any federal criminal violation of civil rights, is that issue of excessive force.
Okay. So if you listen carefully, what you heard was Mike Freeman. He used the term, quote, the person who committed the act. He did not name the police officer, Derek Chauvin, who is the murderer. He didn't name him. But he did name Mr. Floyd, George Floyd. Isn't that interesting? Next thing, he did say that excessive. It was excessive and wrong. But then he said, was it criminal? Was it criminal? Do you believe that? And then Erica McDonald, U.S. attorney for the District of Minnesota, said the police are not allowed to use excessive force. But she did say she agreed with Mike Freeman, the county attorney. So the reason that I played this is when people protest, learn that it is policy to use that kind of force, and the police and the prosecutors don't know if that kind of force that kills people is a crime or not, they're going to go ballistic, in my opinion. Now, I'm not advocating it. I'm not saying go crazy. I'm not saying burn down cities. I am not saying that. But I am saying that the people have just heard from the horse's mouth, both horses, that they don't know if a crime has been committed. And that's what the people who are protesting have been saying. This isn't something that just happened with one victim, Mr. Floyd, George Floyd. This has been going on for decades. And an interview I heard, one resident of the area said, this has been brewing for a long time. And we've been waiting and waiting and waiting for the police department to be cleaned up, and it hasn't been cleaned up. So, the whole upshot of all of that is that you absolutely, positively should consider preparing. Because this may not go away very quickly. Just as the coronavirus may not go away very quickly. Sharon, any comments?
Well, I think it's a terrible injustice, and I do hope that the police officer is, takes responsibility and is punished properly. I mean, it's just outrageous. But I think it fits into a bigger picture, honestly, that, they're trying to show that the powers that be in government, officials like that can do whatever they want, kind of. And then if they make a great big riots and stuff, then they can come in and have to use more controls, control the out-of-control people. And I honestly think they'll try to play it into getting rid of our guns. I mean, that's just kind of what they want to do. You can't really control a country unless you have control of the guns. And they're working their best to do it. They're already showing that they have this authority and people aren't stopping them, which there are ways to stop that. But when you come back to just what we can do personally, which is kind of what I'm big on, I think having a well-prepared or well-stocked pantry is critical. And I think considering what we just went through and still are in some places where we're at, they're lifting a lot of restrictions. We're not back to what we used to be, but we've gone like 40 days here in our area without any known cases of the coronavirus. Okay, so we'll see what happens ahead. But my thinking is, what did you run out of and what did you wish you had? Just start there. People got all panicky about toilet paper, which I had a laugh at because we buy it by the case. There's only two of us, so we have plenty of toilet paper. And we actually didn't have anything that we were out of. But that's because I've lived what I call a prepared pantry, kind of based off of Amy, and I can't say her last name, in Tightwad Gazette, okay? And what they did is they would buy ahead, and we've been doing this for years. Like, I ran by the grocery store. I'm just diverting here a little bit. And if you were to pay, say you want some Kraft dressing, salad dressing, it currently is $2.29, and you can buy it on sale at 99 cents. So you could buy over two of them for the same price you pay at regular price. So the prepared pantry concept is that you pick up things when they're on sale, cases or whatever, and then you save money, and then you can buy more. So we have a very challenging budget, shall we say, and we live really well because both of us are always looking for the best deal. And so I think one should start stocking up as fast as they can, but I also think you should try to do it wisely so you can get the most for your money. So they're putting sales back on, and you could stock up on things like now one of the stores has butter on for $1.99, and they say limit two, but if you have a spouse, you and your spouse, and if they have children, you can let them do it. I used to make my children do this. They didn't exactly like it. They all went through and bought their two of whatever. But instead of paying $3.98 a pound of butter, you can buy two for the same price. So that's kind of what I would suggest. I would suggest looking around, what do you eat? If you eat chili, look for sale. You can buy some pretty good deals at the Dollar Tree. Just know your prices, which most people don't. We were talking about this off air. I've been watching a lot of videos because I'm home, and I only have my phone, so I don't have a computer. But I'm working in the kitchen or doing whatever project. I'm decluttering and stuff, and I just listen to these programs. And there's these wonderful ladies coming on telling about how they buy all these groceries for the week or whatever, but they're only buying the store prices, regular things. And I'm thinking, I don't wish to donate any more of my money than I have to the store. So one dear lady, I'm not knocking, I'm not trying to be mean, she found a deal where they had 10 pounds of leg quarters for $2.99, and all she bought were two. And I'm going, what? You know, you're going to probably pay $10 for that. I mean, I really don't know. And why wouldn't you buy as many as you could and put them in your freezer? I don't understand that. That's the way you get ahead, and that's the way you have plenty of food on hand, by buying in this manner. And so we were kind of discussing that. I think you have maybe this summer, although it'd be riots, that might play into your ability to get food, too, depending on how far that plays out. It's just really hard to know. But I don't think we have a massive amount of time to get prepared to offset what's coming. You know, I just think it's coming. And I wish it weren't coming, and I hope I'm wrong. And if I'm wrong, you won't be wrong if you have extra toilet paper. It won't be wrong if you have extra anything. You know, food, you'll eat it. So, you there?
Great, great point, Sharon.
I didn't know if I was off here.
No.
No, I mean, I just think you can't go wrong with it, okay? Like, you know, I have things like plastic wrap you want, or laundry soap. It doesn't hurt to have those things on hand. You're going to use them. So if by chance, which I really don't think I'm wrong, you'll just have food, you know? You'll just have the stuff you need, and you won't have to go to stores often.
Okay, so let's go back to toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go through the economics of toilet paper. Now, in the good old days, you know, a few months ago, you could get Scott brand toilet paper by the case for 50 cents a roll. Now, how many rolls are in a case? That'd be 96. 96 rolls at 50 cents a piece is $48. Mm-hmm. Now, how long would that last? Well, at one roll a week for a couple people, this is single ply, 1,000 sheet stuff, you know, something that Mr. Whipple would not approve of, but that would last about 2 years. We'll be right back with Sharon in Montana.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Sharon's with us, Sharon in Montana. And we were talking about toilet paper just before the break. And I mentioned that in the good old days, a few months ago, I was able to get it for 50 cents a roll. Scott, single ply toilet paper, case of 96 rolls, $48 for the whole case. And I just found it on Amazon. Yes, you can buy it. It's $1.28 a roll. Now, it was 50 cents a few months ago. Now it's $1.28. So one of the points that Sharon has been making is when it's on sale and if you need it and if you have the money for it, you ought to get it. And here's another example. In the good old days, I was able to buy a used Frigidaire freezer. I'm sorry. Actually, it was a it's made by Whirlpool, and this particular one said Montgomery Wards. The Montgomery Wards has been out of business for about 30 years, 28, 30 years. It was 18 cubic feet, and the asking price was $70, 70. That same freezer today, if you could find one, is about $525 used. So what you have to do is buy things when nobody else wants them. Like you buy your long sleeve shirts in the summer. You buy your short sleeve shirts in the winter. That's what you do. Because people aren't smart enough to figure out that they should buy when the price is low. They don't know how to plan. It's been it has been bred out of them. It's amazing to me how people don't want to buy things when they're on sale. You buy fuel oil in the summer when no one's heating their house. No one's thinking about how cold it's going to be in a few months. So the price of fuel oil drops in the summer. The price of propane drops in the summer. And you can look at charts. You can go to the internet and look for charts on heating oil prices, diesel prices, gasoline prices. You can look at the historical highs and lows, and you'll find out when the highs and lows are. And it's like the same year after year after year. And all you have to do is check the current price on the internet and decide when you should buy your fuel oil, your propane, and so forth. It's real simple. And I've never talked to Kyle about exactly doing this the way I just mentioned it, but I can pretty much guarantee you that that's the way Kyle and Sharon do it. Is that right, Sharon?
Oh, we always get our fuel when it's lowest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We always do it. But that's how we make it on a limited budget. It just, and you know what? People just live in the here and now, and I maybe they could do that up until now, unless you're just really rich. I think you need to be really aware. I expect prices to go up quite high. I was actually quite shocked yesterday when I went in the grocery store. I rarely buy things at the regular price. I wait until they're on sale, markdown cases. I just rarely buy anything at regular price. So I went down the aisle to just kind of get an idea of how much things cost. Like Zanies was $3.89 or something, and I've seen it on sale for 99 cents. If you watch right. for the sale. Okay. That's I don't pay $3.89. I guess lots of people just go through and throw what they want in and don't think about it. Now, that might have worked for them in the past. I don't think it's particularly wise, but I think you're not going to be able to do that now. I think in the next few months we're going to hit inflation. And I think things that are, you know, maybe $2 now might be $3 or $4. And so unless you have a very large budget, that's going to really hurt you. Plus, you may not be able to get it. If you were to listen to Ice Age Farmers on his website, he has a bunch of videos on YouTube. He talks about how we're not growing as much. We didn't last year. We won't be able to this year because we are in a solar minimum, which is just what the Earth does. It goes through cycles. And also because they've shut down the meat plants and are bringing them back somewhat, they're not at full production. So it's just kind of like sort of the perfect storm brewing. And so to me, it's like, okay, now is the time you need to get your stuff. And if you're really wise, you can get some sales. Our stores are coming back out with the flyers now. And so to me, it's like, first off, I would just start with, what did I miss or have to run to the store with this last month and a half? And then I would look around, what do we eat? How do we eat? Now, if you're eating massive fresh stuff, that's great, grow a garden, but you might consider your basics like flour, sugar, you know, even the old great old beans and rice because they stretch and they create nutrition. What kind of canned goods do you have on hand? If you have a freezer, which is really great, you can really take advantage of good deals. But if you don't, live with what you're at, you know, make the most of your little refrigerator freezer and, you know, buy canned stuff then or dried stuff. But I feel like now is the time, if you were to take advantage of this time now, then when things get really harder, you won't be so dependent on, oh, I can't get this, because you already have it and you can wait until you can get it. So you're making yourself less dependent on the, the food production system that we're in right now, the way that you
Sharon, we're going into a break, and I have a question to ask of you. And if you consider it personal, don't answer it. But maybe when we come back from the other side of the break, consider answering this, please. I'll answer it from my perspective. What is, if you were going to buy canned corn or canned beans or canned peas, what is the most that you would typically consider spending per can? I've got a number in mind that's my upper limit, and I'll share that with you. And if you'd like to share it, I'd love to hear what your number is. And there's a reason why I'm asking this class, and I'll tell you when we come back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.